Evolgenti, zozoxos en temoisis pie profitis, eret efes mois oeb shovin iman apkoemos. Vige moisis de nahren pileos de gemenoti. O ente triestes oeb benoti, shainin em shainin te viene. Amin. Evolgen Isos entes irach pie profitis, ere vefes mois oab shobin imen amin, ego emos. So tempa shiri e oes vo netroi ovo fiet arhe eros, oa ente trias benoti, shainen em shainen te viene, amin.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amin. The prophecies of the sixth hour of Wednesday of the Holy Pascha, may its blessings be with us. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus of Moses the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen.
من سفر الخروج لموسى النبي وبركاته المقدسة تكون معنا آمين. فقال موسى للشعب: تقووا قفوا وانظروا خلاص الرب يصنعه لكم اليوم. فإنه كما رأيتم المصريين اليوم لا تعودون ترونهم إلى الأبد. الرب يقاتل عنكم وأنتم تصمتون. فقال الرب لموسى: ما بالك تصرخ إلي؟ قل لبني إسرائيل أن يرجعوا إلى الوراء، وخذ عصاك ومد يدك على البحر وشقه، فيدخل بني إسرائيل في وسط البحر كما على اليابسة. وها أنا أقسي قلب فرعون والمصريين حتى يدخل وراءهم، فأتمجد بفرعون وكل جيشه بمركباته وفرسانه، فيعلم كل المصريين أني أنا هو الرب أتمجد بفرعون ومراكبه وفرسانه. فقام ملاك الرب السائر أمام عسكر بني إسرائيل وصار وراءهم، وانتقل عمود السحاب من أمامهم ودخل ما بين عسكر المصريين وعسكر إسرائيل، ووقف فصار ظلاما وضبابا، وعبر الليل ولم يختلط أحد بعضهم بعضا الليل كله. ومد موسى يده على البحر، فجلب الرب ريحا قبلية شرقية شديدة الليل كله، فنشف البحر وانشق الماء، فدخل بنو إسرائيل في وسط البحر على اليابس، وصار الماء لهم صورا عن يمينهم وعن يسارهم. وتعقب المصريون بني إسرائيل، ودخل وراءهم جميع خيل فرعون ومركباته إلى وسط البحر. وكان في هذه الصبح أن الرب اطلع على عسكر المصريين من عمود النار والغمام، وانزعج عسكر المصريون وربط بكر مركباتهم وساقهم قسرا. فقال المصريون: فلنهرب من أمام إسرائيل، لأن الرب يقاتل عنهم ضد المصريين. فقال الرب لموسى: مد يدك على البحر، فيرجع الماء إلى مكانه، فيغطي المصريون ومركباتهم وفرسانهم. فمد موسى يده على البحر، فرجع الماء إلى مكانه عند أقبال النهار، والمصريين هاربون تحت الماء، وغرق الرب المصريين في وسط البحر، ورجع الماء وغطى المركبات والفرسان وكل قوات فرعون الداخلين وراءهم في البحر، ولم يبق منهم أحد. وأما بنو إسرائيل فمشوا على اليابسة في وسط البحر، وصار الماء صورا عن يمينهم وشمالهم، فخلص الرب في ذلك اليوم إسرائيل من يد المصريين. ونظر إسرائيل المصريون أمواتا على شاطئ البحر، وشاهد اليد القوية العظيمة التي صنعها الرب بالمصريين، فخاف الشعب الرب وآمنوا بالله وبعبده موسى. حينئذ سبح موسى وبنو إسرائيل بهذه التسبحة لله قائدين ليقولوا: فلنسبح الرب لأنه بالمجد قد تمجد، مجدا للثالوث الأقدس إلهنا آمين.
A reading from the wisdom of Joshua, son of Sirach, the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. My children, hear the teaching of my mouth, for he who keeps it will not be conquered. A sinner will be overtaken by his lips, and a slanderer and an arrogant man will be made to stumble by them. Do not accustom your mouth to vows, nor make a habit of using the name of the Holy One. For as a servant who is continually beaten will not lack bruises, so also he who makes a vow and continually names the Holy One will never be cleansed from sin. A man who swears many oaths will be filled with lawlessness, and that plague will not depart from his house. If he offends, his sin will be on him, and if he overlooks it, he has sinned doubly. If he swears in vain, he will not be declared righteous, for his house will be filled with trouble. There is a way of speaking comparable to death. May it not be found in the inheritance of Jacob. For all these things will be far from the godly, and they will not be involved in sins. Do not accustom your mouth to lewd expressions, for this is sinful speech. Remember your father and mother when you sit in counsel with great men, lest you forget yourself in their presence, and by habit act foolishly. Then you will wish you had never been born, and you will curse the day of your birth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Can read the memoirs of Job. The memoirs are not something written in the Bible. It's just like a meditation. تأمل على سفر أيوب بس مش مكتوب يعني في الإنجيل ولا يعني هي تأمل كده على حياة أيوب. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and the one who feared God and shunned evil. Fasting and praying regularly was full of mercy and compassionate towards all God's creation. Job was remarkably wealthy in possessions and land. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household of servants, and thus he was the greatest of all the people of the East. His wife, the daughter of Joseph, was named Rama, or Mercy, and she was upright. She was nobly beautiful, having a pure soul and body like her husband, Job. She conceived and gave birth to 7 sons and 3 daughters who were virtuous and were exceedingly loved by their parents and had tremendous love for each other. Job would gather the less fortunate, including the poor widows and orphans, to eat at his table of his provisions. He was a fatherly guardian to the orphans, a generous caretaker of the widows, and a great supporter for the impoverished. While they ate of his offerings, he would speak to those at his table, "Eat and drink, my brethren, for what God has provided, and give thanks unto him." He would clothe the naked, pay the debts of the debtors, and comfort the sorrow of those in suffering. This blameless man would keep vigil for himself, reflecting on the judgment day and contemplating the day in which God will reward everyone according to his deeds. He would teach and minister and serve mankind, cautioning them of suffering, the suffering the sinners would endure in Hades, while reminding the righteous of the paradise for their good deeds. Satan, the enemy of good, saw Job joyful and benevolent towards the forsaken and the poor. When Satan failed to separate him from the love of God and the people, he became extremely angry and sought a chance to make him fall. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he had on every side? And I asked you to give me permission to destroy everything he has, and he will surely forget your name and curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay hand on his person." Satan went out from the presence of the Lord rejoicing, and gathered all his evil armies and told them, "I have gathered you today to help me conquer Job unless he overcomes us." His army said, "Order us, O Master, what you desire, and we will perform it at once." Satan said, "Go to the sheep and shepherds and burn them with fire, and I will go to Job during during his prayer and informed him of this disaster. So the devil went to them, and a fire fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the shepherds and consumed them. Satan, in the guise of a chief shepherder, went to Job and found him praying and told him, "O Master Job, you are praying, but God has sent a fire to burn all the sheep with the shepherds, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Job did not mind Satan until he finished his worship and prayers before God and raised his eyes to heaven and said, "I thank you, God, for the sheep you have given me, for what you take is eternally your possession. I ask you, God, for it to be an acceptable sacrifice." Having been defeated, the devil departed from Job and called his evil armies to destroy Job's oxen, camels, and donkeys, along with the herdsmen. So the evil armies did what was commanded of them. Again, the devil appeared to Job in the image of a shepherd and found him praying. He said to him, I would like you to know that a large army came and burned all your oxen, camel, and donkey." Job did not pay attention to these words until he finished his worship and prayers to God and said, "I thank you, Lord, for every condition, for you give and you take away. May your name be glorified." And the devil left humiliated. Once again, the devil called his armies and said, "Destroy the servants and slaves of Job and spare none." And they did as their master commanded. He then went to Job and informed him that a fire came from heaven and burned all his servants and slaves. But again, Job thanked God and beseeched God's help, and the devil departed in disgrace. Satan became infuriated with Job and gathered his evil armies and ordered, "Go to Job's sons and daughters that are gathered for this feast in the oldest brother's house and demolish the house on them." They did as their master ordered. Yet again the devil went to Job and said to him, "A great wind came into the house and destroyed it upon your sons and daughters, and they died." But Job was not shaken and said, "The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." The devil became anguished and departed in shame because he could not shake Job's faith despite the tribulations and afflictions. Now Satan planned to make Job fall using his wife, Ramah, like Adam fell through Eve. Satan came to Ramah and made her resentful as he reminded her of the loss of wealth and riches and her children that died. She went to Job and said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? And what are you waiting for after you lost all the wealth and children?" Job sensed that Satan afflicted her, so he rebuked her, saying, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? My dear Rama, don't be fooled by this world, for it is in vain and passing away, but heaven is eternal." Rama was comforted by the wisdom of his words, so Satan fled in displeasure, knowing his scheme was ineffective. The Lord said to Satan, "Have you seen the patience and righteousness of my servant Job, and his endurance and thanksgiving after you abolished all his wealth, servants, and even his dear children?" Satan said, "Job knows you are testing him, and you will reward him twice for all his loss, but give me permission to bring a trial on his body, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said, "I give you authority, but spare his soul and intellect." Thus Satan went to Job and breathed a molten air into him that altered his body, forming painful boils, which grew as his flesh separated from his bones. Within 10 days he became unbearable as maggots slithered from his flesh. When Rama saw her husband and his horrific state, she bemoaned and wept bitterly. Job assured her, saying, "Do not weep, for God has remembered me with his grace, and do not be sad for my endurance, since this illness is a great reward before God." When Rama heard Job's word, she was consoled and wiped her tears. She carried her husband departing from the city and had him sit on ashes as he instructed. When she saw his long suffering and thanksgiving, she too became patient and offered thanksgiving. When Rama looked upon Job, she knew he was hungry. As he looked to her, knowing she did not have any food, he said to her, "Rama, go into the city and ask them for anything to eat." On her way, having left Job at the outskirts of the city, Satan met her in the semblance of a physician and gave her medicine for Job. When she returned cheerful, Job knew this was an evil trap and didn't accept it, leaving him starved and without food. When Satan saw Job's patience increase and his thanksgiving grow, he was despondent and gathered his devils once again. And they told him, go to Job's friends and deceive them so they can deceive Job. So Satan appeared to Job's friends and said to them, have you not heard what happened to your friend Job regarding his calamity? And he has become poor and hungry and almost died. And now he is on the road begging and his body is seeping maggots and oozing pus. Go and take food and water and visit him and help him eat and drink without praising God's name and advise him not to oppose Satan's will, for he can neither defeat nor stand against Satan's battle. And he should refrain his thanksgiving for God so the devil can end his warfare. And Job's friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Namathite, rose quickly along with the younger Elihu son of Barachel to inquire about Job. They took with them the best food and drinks. When they arrived, they saw Job in a dire state, sitting on ashes, and they saw Rama wearing old rags, begging for food. Job's friends wept for Job's immense grief. They began to sneer and remind him of his wealth and his children, his glory. Their words were full of blame and reproach as they spoke about his tragedy. Job rebuked them, saying, miserable comforters are you all. Carry your food and drink and depart, for I will not consume any of it, because I know Satan deceived you to say these words, and he sent you to deceive me. Depart from me and ask God for forgiveness. And Job the righteous overcame Satan's failed plot. Satan saw Job's and Rama's patience and endurance in their poverty. For she would go into the city to beg for food and saw the people were merciful and provided all her needs. Satan went into the city in the guise of a sage and warned the people, do not allow Rama to enter your house. She wipes her husband's sores in her hands. She is contagious and will infect your people and will infect your families. Refuse her and do not give her any provisions. The people believed his words, and when she returned again, they refused her and did not give her anything. She departed weeping to Job and informed him of the incident. He raised his eyes up to heaven and prayed and offered thanksgiving and comforted his wife Rama from all the oppressions and rejections. He directed her to enter another town so she may find grace in the eyes of the people in the new city. As she carried her husband, pus would pour from his open sores onto her. Job apologized for the stench and she answered him, God knows, my master Job, that your smell to me is more pleasant than all the perfumes and fragrances. Please do not be sorrowful or worry about me, for I am patient with you until the end. So he praised her that God would reward her with good blessings. And on her way to the new city, as she left him on the outskirts, she prayed that God would give her grace in the eyes of the people. She entered the city and said to the woman, I am willing to do anything so you may give me crumbs that my sick husband and I may eat. When the woman asked her name, her origin, and her story, she shared with them everything while weeping. So they wept with her and shared her grief and gave her food. When Satan saw this, he entered the city in the facade of a physician and warned the people about Rama and told them if they accept her, they will become ill because she cleanses the sores of her poor husband. They believed him, and when she returned, they rejected her and did not give her anything. She left discouraged, and on her way to her husband, Satan met her in the guise of a sage. He advised her to expel her sick husband and marry another man who is rich so that God may give her children and assure her a comfortable life. Satan brought out a book and began to read. Job has been ill for 7 years and has the remaining 14 years in order to complete 21 years of sickness. Satan urged her to dismiss him and not feel guilty because she did more than was expected. Rama believed Satan's guise as the sage words, and she went to Job and began yelling, God made you poor and killed your children and gave you this difficult sickness. Why then do you give thanks and pray to him? For a wise man advised me, saying, your husband Job cannot stand before the devil's warfare. Go and tell him to stop worshiping God and stop offering thanksgiving so the devil may reconcile him and he may be curse of his illness. And Job, the righteous Job listened in silence to his wife's words and told her, "O woman, who was deceived? What are these words you are speaking? For Satan is the one that told you all of this. Rama, do you not fear God? Our lives, whether in poverty or wealth, are in his hands, for God does what he wishes and judges as he desires. Return to God's fear, so he may grant you forgiveness of your sins. Be cautious when listening to Satan's counsel. Reject him with your patience and trample upon him with the name of the Holy Lord." So Rama regretted her words and said, "I have sinned before God and before you, O just man." Job thanked and praised and glorified God, asking him for continual help and patience. And Rama went to another place to beg for food. When Job completed his prayer, the Lord accepted it, and he ordered Archangel Gabriel, saying, "Go to my chosen and righteous servant Job. Give him peace, for he has been patient with this tribulation. And announce to him the healing of his physical body and restoration of his many goods. For he is a good, honest, and sincere servant in his worship despite the devil's warfare." Archangel Gabriel descended from heaven as the Lord commanded and went to Job and told him, "Peace to you, for you are God's chosen one. Blessed are you among the blessed." When Job heard this salutation, he asked, "Who are you and why do you speak to me with these words? And why were you not driven away by my stench?" And the angel answered, "I am Gabriel, standing before God, who sent me to announce your healing. Rise, Job, for you are healed, for you have been patient for 7 years with this great affliction and complete submission and obedience. You are made whole again." Job answered, "Oh, my master, I did not have the strength to stand as I have become frail." Archangel Gabriel held him by the hand, raised him and healed him completely. When God's power, a fountain of water, was created, and the angel took him by the hand and bathed him in the water, immediately Job's flesh became soft like a child's skin, and his health was restored. When Rama returned to the place, she left Job and did not find him. She assumed a beast devoured him. She wept in agony and lamented, My apologies to you, O my master Job. I should not have left you. I wish this day never existed. Now that I am a widow, who will tend to me, and who will I go to for mercy? You comforted me and taught me patience and endurance in my offering of thanksgiving to God. Where will I find your bones, O my master Job? The angel and Job heard Rama's cries from afar, and she did not see them. The angel said to Job, "Go and present yourself to your wife and free her from her sadness." Job went to Rama with an illuminated face and said, "Peace to you. Why are you weeping, and whom are you seeking?" Job said tearfully, "Leave me in my loneliness and despair." Job said, "Rama, lift up your eyes and look at me. I am Job, your husband. God had mercy upon me and healed me from my illness. And thanks be unto him all day and all night." Rama lifted her eyes and gazed at him intently, realizing this was truly her husband. She rejoiced and greeted him, and they both were overcome with joy while glorifying and praising God. God restored Job's losses twofold, and he received 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys, and begot 7 sons and 3 daughters, which replaced the children who were reposed in paradise. Job was exceedingly joyful as his inheritance multiplied. He opened the gates of his house to the poor, forsaken, and widows. His donations increased along with his prayers and thanksgiving. Job lived after his healing 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. Job, when Rama died, old and full of days, and they departed to comfort and everlasting joy. May we be granted patience and thanksgiving in the likeness of Job the upright. We thank God for every condition, asking him to forgive us our sins and accept our prayers and fasting, and that he may grant the salvation to our souls through the intercession of the Lady of Athol, the pure virgin St. Mary, Job the righteous, the patriarchal fathers, the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and saints. Amen.
Praise the name, hallelujah. In Ibrahim, if you would name Shir, in Ibn Mais, Uwab, Unuti, Unut, Amin. أصبحت الساعة السادسة من يوم الأربعاء من البسخة المقدسة بركة علينا أمين. Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Kreleison tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shai nemin men oid benoti benoro tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shai nemin beshoi si sos be Christos besotir en avastos tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shai nemin
Kreleison tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shai nemin men oid Even or also, that he go and be on and be on and be on my shine, and be choice, so very so, so dear and our so, that he go and be on and be on and be on my shine, and
really so, that he go and be on and be on and be on my shine, and man will be not even or. Tok teti gom nembi on embesmon embi amais nemin beshoi si sos beresos besotir en avasos Tok teti gom nembi on embesmon embi amais ai nemi
Yelai son tok teti gom nembi on embesmon embi amais ai nemin emmanuel pennoti penoro Tok teti gom Nembi on, embezmon, embi amai, shainim, shoi si, sos, veres, sos, besoti, anasos, tok, tetigo, nembi on, embezmon, embi amai, shainim,
kirelei son, tok, tetigo, nembi on, embezmon, embi amai, shainim, in emmanu, il benoti, benoro, tok, tetigo, nembi on, embezmon, embi amai, Nemin beshoi si sos be Christos besotir en avasos tok teti gom nembion embesmon embi amai shai nemin
Kieleison tok teti gom nembion embesmon embi amai shai nemin Manuel penoti penoro tok teti gom nembion embesmon embi amai shai nemin beshoi si sos be Christos Besotir en arasos tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi
Kieleison tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi Nemenu il benoti benoro tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi Beshoi si sos be Christos besotir en arasos Tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi
Kieleison tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi Emmanuel penoro tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai nemin beshoi si sos veresos besotir en arasos tok teti gom Nembion, embezmon, embiama, shai nemi.
Kieleison, tok, teti gom, nembion, embezmon, embiama, shai nemi. Nemenu, il benoti, benoro, tok, teti gom, nembion, embezmon, embiama, nemin beshoi si sos, be Christos, besotir en avasos. Tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi
Kieleison tok teti gom nembion embesmon embia mai shainemi Il benoti benoro Tok teti gom nempi nempi esmo nempi amai shaine amin beshoi si Sos besotir en Agathos Thoktati Gomnempi Oonempi Ezmo Nempi Amai Shaine Ami.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا، لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص في الصالح، لك القوة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات،
يتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض، خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، وأغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين لنا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير، بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد.
صالم استودع آفي
of Oshibun.
Κύριον και των Θεών εμών,
ikatepsomen sofia orthea kosomen to agio evangele.
قد صرفوا وقد رفع مبودوك رؤوسهم تآمروا جميعا بقلب واحد وتعاهدوا عليك عهدا الليلويا. اللهم ترأف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير بركته علينا آمين. وقبل الفصح بستة أيام أتى يسوع إلى بيت عنيا حيث كان لعازر الذي مات وأقامه من بين الأموات فصنعوا له هناك عشاء في ذلك المكان وكانت مرسى تخدمه وكان لعازر أحد المتكئين معه. أما مريم فأخذت رطل طيب النردين خالص كثير الثمان ودهنت به قدمي يسوع ومسحتهما بشعر رأسها فامتلأ البيت من رائحة الطيب. فقال أحد تلاميذه الذي هو يهوذا سمعان الإسخريوطي الذي كان مزمعا أن يسلمه: لماذا لم يبع هذا الطيب بثلاثمائة دينار ويعطى للمساكين؟ قال: هذا ليس لأنه كان يهتم بالمساكين بل لأنه كان سارقا وكان الصندوق عنده وكان يحمل ما يلقى فيه. فقال يسوع: دعوها لأنها حفظته ليوم دفني، فإن المساكين معكم في كل حين وأما أنا فلست معكم في كل حين. اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس.
والمجد لله دائما
إن برعان تتريا
إن عموسي
إذ يتني مفشيري
إن ببن ومعيثوا
position of the sixth hour of Wednesday of the Holy Vassa. May its blessings be with us. Amen.
Christ our Lord came to Bethany 6 days before Passover. They regaled him at the residence of Mary and Martha her sister. Among those present was Lazarus, whom he resurrected from the dead. Martha her sister was serving them, and Lazarus her brother was sitting with them. Mary then brought 1 pound of an expensive nard, and she anointed his feet and wiped them with her hair. Judas Iscariot was filled with evil envy and asked cunningly, his heart full of bitterness, deceit, and hypocrisy, would it not have been better if this oil would have been sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? It was not his love and concern for the poor that prompted him to say this, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. The Savior responded saying, "Do not trouble the woman, for she has done that for my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. Let us come close to the Lord, run our tears down his feet, and ask him for his forgiveness according to his abundant mercy."
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the ninth hour of Wednesday, blessed is blessed and be with us all. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis, and most the prophet is holy, blessed and be with us all. Amen.
وشيخ إبراهيم وتقدم في الأيام وبارك الرب إبراهيم في كل شيء. فقال إبراهيم لعبده كبير بيته المولى على جميع ماله: ضع يدك تحت فخذي لأستحلفك بالرب إله السماء وإله الأرض، ولا تأخذ زوجة لابن إسحاق من بنات الكنعانيين الذين أنا ساكن بينهم، بل انطلق إلى أرضي والموضع الذي كنت فيه وإلى عشيرتي وتأخذ زوجة لابن إسحاق من هناك. فقال العبد له: ربما لا تشاء المرأة أن تأتي معي إلى الأرض، أتريد أن أرد ابنك إلى الأرض التي خرجت منها؟ فقال له إبراهيم: احذر من أن ترد ابني إلى هناك، لأن الرب إله السماء وإله الأرض الذي أخذني من بيت أبي ومن الأرض التي ولدت فيها، الذي كلمني أقسم لي قائلا: إني أعطيك هذه الأرض ولنسلك، وهو يرسل ملاكه أمامك فتأخذ زوجة لابن إسحاق من هناك، وإن لم تشأ المرأة أن تأتي معك إلى هذه الأرض فتكون أنت بريئة من حلفي، فقط لا ترجع ابني إلى هناك. فوضع العبد يده تحت فخذ إبراهيم سيده وحلف له من أجل هذا الأمر. مجدا للثالوث القدوس.
من سفر العدد لموسى النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا، أمين. وجابن إسرائيل الجماعة كلها إلى جبل سينا في الشهر الأول، وأقام الشعب بقادش، وماتت مريم ثم دفنت هناك، ولم يكن مال الجماعة، فاجتمعوا على موسى وهارون وخاصم الشعب موسى قائلين: ليتنا متنا موتا موت إخوتنا أمام الرب، لماذا جئتم بجماعة الرب إلى هذه البرية لقتلنا نحن ومواشينا، ولماذا أخرجتمونا من أرض مصر إلى هذا الموضع الرديء، موضع لا زرع فيه ولا تين ولا عنب ولا رمان وليس فيه ماء للشرب. فجاء موسى وهارون من أمام الجماعة إلى باب قبة الشهادة وسقط على وجههما، فتجلى لهم مجد الرب. وكلم الرب موسى وهارون قائلا: خذ العصا واجمع الجماعة كلها، أنت وهارون أخوك، كلم الصخرة قدامهم فتعطي مياهها فتخرج لهم ماء من الصخرة وتسقي الجماعة وماشيهم. فأخذ موسى العصا من أمام الرب كما أمره الرب، وجمع موسى وهارون الجماعة أمام الصخرة وقال لهم: اسمعوا أيها المتمردون، أنخرج لكم من هذه الصخرة ماء؟ ورفع موسى يده وضرب الصخرة بالعصا مرتين، فخرج ماء غزير فشرب منه الجماعة ومواشيهم. فقال الرب لموسى وهارون: لأجل أنكما لم تؤمنا لتقديسي أمام أعين بني إسرائيل، لذلك لا تدخلان هذه الجماعة إلى الأرض التي أعطيتهم إياها. هذا هو ماء الخصومة حيث اختصم بنو إسرائيل أمام الرب فتقدس فيهم. مجد للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد أبدين أمين.
من أمثال سليمان النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. يا ابني لا يضللك الرجال المنافقون، ولا تجبهم إذا دعوك قائلين: هلما شاركنا في الدم نختفي في الأرض للرجل البار، فلنتبعه حيا فلنبتلعه حيا كالجحيم ونبيد ذكره من الأرض. فنظفر بقنينته ثمينة ونملأ بيوتنا غنيمة، ونصيبه يقع لنا كيس فننتقيه لنا جميعا كيس واحد ليكون لنا. لا تمشي في الأرض معهم، امنع رجلك عن طريقهم، لأنهم نصبوا شباكهم للطيور بمكر، شاركوا في القتلى فيدخرون لأنفسهم الشرور وسقوط الآثمة رديء. هذه طرق لمن تناهى الإثم بالنفاق، تنزع نفوسهم الحكمة، تمدح في الطرقات وفي الشوارع ظاهرة، وعلى زوايا الأسوار يبشر فيها، على أبواب الأقوياء وأبواب المدن. قد قالت بقلب قوي في كل حين أن عديم الشر يتمسكون بالبر فلن يغزوا. أيها الرجال المشتهون العار الذين نافقوا، أبغضوا الفهم وصاروا في عرضة التوبيخ. هو ذا أضع أمامكم كلاما من روحي وأعلمكم كلامي. قد دعوت فلم تسمعوا، وبسطت يدي فلم تفتقنوا، بل جعلتم مشورتي كأنها ليست ثابتة، وتوبيخي لم تصغوا إليه. من أجل هذا أيضا أضحك على هلاكهم وأفراح إذا لحقتم الفناء وفاجأكم الذعر ويأتي الخراب كالعاصفة. إذا جاء عليكم الاستئصال في طلبي فلا يجدونني، بما أنهم أبغضوا الحكمة ولم يختاروا مخافة الرب ولم يريدوا أن يتأملوا مشورتي مستهزئين بكلامي. فلذلك يأكلون من ثمر طرقهم ومن نفاقهم يشبعون، حيث أنهم ظلموا الصبيان وقتلوهم. افتقد المنافقين بالهلاك، والذي يطيعنني يسكن في الرجاء ويستريح بلا خوف من كل شر. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد أمين.
شوي سنين أنا للي أخي إبراهيم فيوت مبشرين بابن مات وابنات سيرات سمين زوجة بس في كيو كأجل ابن مات كنين كاين كيستطيع صنع مين ذلك صاج إذا نايت أعرى وان تفلي بس ميز بس نزيو ذا صاد من يا أبان الذي في السماوات تتقدس اسمك.
نعطينا اليوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن المذنبين علينا، ولا تدخلنا في ذكر بلاك نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لنا لك الموقع والكول مجد الله بذ امين. كريا لايسون
توكتي قوم نبيون بزمون بيا ماي شايني امين منو البنوتي فنورو توكتي قوم نبيون بزمون بيا ماي شايني امين باتشوي سيسوس بهرسوس Peso tirna gatos tok teti gom nembi o nembezmon nembi amai shine amin.
Yelei son tok teti gom nembi o nembezmon nembi amai shine amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tok teti gom nembi o nembezmon nembi amai shine amin. Besho isi sos versos.
Basutirna gasol sofeti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir.
Yalei son tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna agathos tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir.
Kyrie eleison sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna gasol sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir.
Kyrie eleison sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna gasol sokteti gom nembio
Nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Kyrie eleison sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna
Laison tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna agathos tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna gasol sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir.
Kyrie eleison sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna agathos sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir.
Kyrie eleison sokteti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaini amir. Meno il benoti ben oro sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia mai shaini amir. Bashois Jesus the Christos. Basutirna sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia mai shaini amir.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, my good Savior. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك تأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء
كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا وأعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن نغفر لمن ذنبنا علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد
سلم السودا
Oh.
Alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priest and said, What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him, bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Ebron and Tetreyes.
In Omoseyon.
Eviot Nemeb Shiri.
Embeb Nevmaet Oweb.
Dioin and Taef Mi. Exposition of the ninth hour of Wednesday, Holy Blasphemy's blessings be with us all. Amen.
سر تأنسك أخفيته مع جسدنا أيها المسيح إلهنا من زرع إبراهيم الآب العظيم أب جميع الشعوب الذي لما علم بإيمان أن الإله الكلمة لابد أن يتجسد من نسله وبالأكثر عندما رأى أيامه نقصت وإن الله بارك في أعماله فدعى عبده الكبير في بيته الوكيل الأمين وخاطبه قائلا ضع يدك على صلبي لأحلفك بإله السماء أنك لا تأخذ امرأة لابني إسحاق من هذه الأرض التي أنا سأسكنها بل امضي إلى أرض آبائي وخذ له امرأة من ذلك المكان من قبيلتي من جنس آبائي خذ له العربون بغير تهاون فأجابه العبد بعقل هكذا قائلا اسمع يا سيدي إني أبت المرأة أن تأتي معي إلى هذه الأرض أفتريد أن أرد ابنك إسحاق وأخذه معي إلى أن آتي به إلى هنا وقال له احذر أن ترد ابني فإن لم تجيء فأنت بريء ووضع العبد يده وحلف له وعلى ثبات هذا القول وفي آخر الأيام أكمل الله هذا الوعد الذي وعد به أباءنا إبراهيم وظهر المسيح من صلبه الذي تتبارك به سائر الأرض المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بآلام يخلصنا فنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع مع رحمة كعظيم رحمة
بخريستوس بن صوتي
عمي أفشب إمكام
إن أخنف إمكام
سب صوتي إمكام
مار انت يؤونا
بنشيتي إم بفرح
يا فرعون عيني من
خطاب منشتي النار
Evon khani siyaz bi profeti sere befes muhtuab Şu bin men aminim goyim muz Zefay bayrit etav goyim muen jem şoyz Jehebe anok ya oi en sitin tesiyon en oi nien nashins et sons en sot uav
تترياسث أو بنوتي شاينين مشاينين تنيين تيرومي.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة 11 من يوم الاربعاء من البصخة المقدسة بركته علينا امين. من اشعياء النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
Therefore thus says the Lord, behold, lay for the foundations of Zion a costly stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone for its foundations, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I will also cause judgment to be for hope, and my mercy to be for a standard. The sudden blast of wind will not pass by you, who trust vainly in falsehood, except it also take away your covenant of death. Your hope in Hades will also not stand when the rushing storm passes through, for you will be beaten down by it. When it passes through, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass through by day and by night. There will be an evil hope. Learn to listen, you in difficult straits. We cannot fight, and we ourselves are too weak to gather ourselves together. As the mountain of the ungodly will rise up and be in the valley of Gibeon, he will do his deeds in anger, a work of bitterness. His anger will behave strangely, and his bitterness will be strange. So do not be glad, neither let your bands become strong, because I heard from the Lord of hosts the things he will perform upon all the earth. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my words. Will the plowman plow all day, or will he prepare the seed before the cultivates the grounds? When he levels its surface, does he not then sow the small black cumin, and afterward sow the wheat, the barley, and the one seeded wheat in your borders? So you will be chastised by the judgment of your God, and be gladdened by it. For the black cumin is not cleansed with harshness, nor will the wheel of wagon roll over the cumin. But the black cumin is threshed with a stick, and the cumin will be eaten with bread. For I will not be angry with you forever, nor will the voice of my bitterness trample you underfoot. These signs came forth from the Lord of hosts. Glory be to the God, to Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the age of ages. Amen.
Rishi,
Our Holy Father, Ava Severianus, may His holy blessings be with us. Amen. Brethren, I remind you the admonition concerning the sinner and those who rejected Allah and the commandments of life. Because our Lord warned them, saying, "Stay away from me and into eternal fire." What comfort do they expect? There is the valley of tears, the tears that can bring no comfort. Who can intercede for the sinners in that day when all the angels, cherubim and seraphim, keep quiet and neither the righteous nor the saints can intercede for mankind? The whole creation will be silent and the whole world will be under the judgment of God. This is the time of harvest. This is the time to pull the net ashore, to sort the good fish from the bad ones. This is the day when the sinners will be told good will in hell forever. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Ava Severianus, who enlightened our minds and our hearts, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. If choice, Naina.
mibshiri em bebnev ma'ethoab onoti en o'ot ani
إبشويس نينانا للي آخر فرعانا بفيوت نمي بشير نبدن ما يصواب ونوتي نوتا من زوسا بطريكا أيو كاقب نمات كانين كايك استوسي ونستوني ونن أمين تسبحت الساعة 11 من يوم الأربعاء من البصخة المقدس بركته علينا أمين ولورد ميك اس وردي تو فري سانك فور اور فادر هو ارت ان هيفن
هالا بي داي نيم داي كينغدم كوم داي ويل بي دون اون ارث اس ات از ان هيفن جيف اس ذس داي اور ديلي بريد اند فورجيف اس اول تريسباسز اس وي فورجيف ذوز هو تريسباس اجينست اس And may the sign temptation, but deliver us from the evil one in Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Kiriele son tog te tigon dem bion dem bismon dem bion ay shayne min emmeno il benoti benoro tog te tigon dem bion dem bismon dem bion ay shayne min bet shoyisi sons versatine nas Long tensing on them beyond them this morning beyond my shining enemy.
Giria lies on top tensing on them beyond them this morning beyond my shining enemy. Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro. Talk tensing on them beyond them this morning beyond my shining enemy. But choice is those better so. Fast in an aha those talk tensing on them beyond.
Shine me,
Yalei son, talk
sati go nembi o nembi esmo nembi amai saene amin emmanu ilpen no siben oro tokteti gom nembi o nembi esmo nembi amai saene Choisi tos pecherestos pesosiren agathos tos teti gomnempi o unempi esmonempi amai shaene
تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والكرامة المجيدة.
As we said yesterday that during the Holy Week we read the four Gospels. So yesterday we read the Gospel of St. Matthew. Today we read the Gospel of St. Mark. Tomorrow we will read the Gospel of St. Luke, and then on Saturday after Apocalypse we read the Gospel of St. John. And on Good Friday, of course, we read the entire book of the Psalms, and in the Apocalypse we read the book of Revelation. So a deacon now will come and distribute to each person one chapter. You can read this chapter while we are listening to the Psalm. زي ما قلنا امبارح ان احنا بنقرا الاربع بشاير في اسبوع الالام. امبارح قرينا بشارة القديس متى, النهاردة هنقرأ بشارة القديس مرقس. فواحد من الشمامسة هيوزع علينا كل واحد chapter إصحاح واحد, ممكن ان احنا نقرأ دلوقتي واحنا بنسمع المزمور.
مزمور لدى
ونفسي قد انزعجت جدا. لا تصرف وجهك عن فتاك، اسمعني سريعا فإنني في الشدة. هللويا. اللهم ترأف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير، بركاته فلتكن مع جميعنا. آمين. الآن نفسي قد اضطربت، وماذا أقول؟ أيها الآب نجني من هذه الساعة، ولكن لأجل هذا أتيت إلى هذه الساعة. أيها الآب مجد ابنك. فجاء صوت من السماء قائلا: قد مجدت وسأمجده أيضا. فلما سمع الجمع الذي كان واقفا قالوا: رعد هو الذي حدث. وآخرون قالوا: ملاك هو الذي كلمه. أجاب يسوع وقال: ليس من أجلي حدث هذا الصوت، لكن من أجلكم. الآن دينونة هذا العالم الآن يلقى رئيس هذا العالم خارجا. وأنا أيضا إن ارتفعت عن الأرض أجذب إلي كل واحد. وإنما قال هذا مشيرا إلى أيات ميتة كان مزمعا أن يموت. فأجاب الجميع قائلا: نحن سمعنا من الناموس أن المسيح يدوم إلى الأبد، فكيف تقول أنت أنه ينبغي أن يرتفع ابن الإنسان؟ من هذا ابن الإنسان؟ فقال لهم يسوع: النور معكم زمانا يسيرا، فسيروا في النور ما دام لكم النور، لئلا يدرككم الظلام، لأن الذي يمشي في الظلام لا يدري أين يذهب. ما دام لكم النور آمنوا بالنور لتصيروا أبناء النور. اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس.
والمجد لله دائما.
تنبران تتريا
نوموسيوس
بيوتنا مبشرين
ابن بمايثو
وين انطائف مين
بيتيروين
ايروميني بيت
اسنيوين بيكوزمو.
Exposition of the 11th hour of Wednesday of the Holy Pascha. May its blessings be with us. Amen.
Let us contemplate the plans of God, the Word, who has the power over death, and the life of every one of us is from Him. However, because He was incarnated in our human form, He agonized over what had to be done and showed troubles and weakness. The Savior said, "And now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Yes, truly he came to the world so that he may suffer for our salvation, to lift from Hades the first man that he created, and to return the first man to his original home, he and his descendants, according to his great mercies. Let us plead with him earnestly and ask of him persistently to partake in the glory of his kingdom and to enforce our faith in this holy name till the last breath.
As our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us.
According to his great mercy.
Be Christos ben soti.
Avi avshem kav.
Inachin nevem kav.
Dev soti emo.
Marinti ona.
Enechiti em befarad.
Veafiruna ini me.
Kachav em neshtin nai.
Κλείνω μην τα γονάτα.
Να είναι ανεφνότη βιώτη μη βαν το κρατώ.
Ανάστο μην κλείνω μην τα γονάτα.
Να είναι ανεφνότη βεν σωτή.
Και ανάστο μην κλείνω μην τα γονάτα.
Να είναι ανεφνότη ο να είναι.
Ότλουβου λίκα αρχαμνα Αλλά ταράφ αλέινα ασμάνα βαΐνα να αγπαλ σωάλα ατότ αλμπατ χεδίσι μινούν μπισσαλάχ άννα φι κουλ αχίν
وأغفر لنا خطايانا.
Let us pray for the peace of the one only holy Catholic and apostolic church and for God's salvation and comfort to abide in all places and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
اطلب عنا بان اخوتنا المرضى بكل الامراض في هذا الموضوع وكل مكان لكي ينعم لنا الرب الهنا واياهم بالعافيه والشفاء ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for our fathers and brethren in all places who are traveling or planning to travel that God may ease their ways whether by seas, rivers, lakes, roads, air or other means and may the Lord our God guide them, return them in safety and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
السماء ثمرات الأرض وكل الأشجار والكروم وكل شجر مثمرة في جميع المسكونة لكي يبارك الرب إلهنا ويكملها بالسلام ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask that God may grant us mercy before leading authorities, incline their hearts with goodwill towards us always and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
الذين رقدوا تنعف الإيمان بالمسيح منذ البدء أباؤنا البطاركة أباؤنا المطارنة أباؤنا الأساقفة أباؤنا القمامسة أباؤنا القصوص وأخذنا الشمامسة أباؤنا الرهبان وأخذنا العلمانيين وعن كل الذين تنيحوا من المسيحيين لكي ينيح الرب لنا أنفسهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for those who care for the sacrifices, offerings, wine, oil, incense, coverings, reading books and altar vessels, that the Lord our God may reward their labors in the heavenly Jerusalem and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Allahu atlubu an ma'awuz sha'abina lika yubarikum al-Rabbi ilahna aftahayun kulubum wa yathabbitum al-Iman al-Ursuzuf sila nafaz al-Akhir wa yaghfir lana khatayana. Let us pray and ask for this church and for all the churches of the Orthodox people, for the desert monasteries and their elders and for the peace of the whole world, that the Lord our God may protect both us and them from all evil and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
صلوا وسلموا عن حياة وقيام أبينا المكرم رئيس الأساقفة الأب البطريرك رباب الأنبا طدرس الثاني وشريف خدمة الرسولية أبينا المطران المكرم الأنبا يوسف لكي يحفظ الرب لنا حياتهما ويثبتهما على كرسيهما سنين عديدة وأزمنة سلمية هادئة مديدة ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for our Orthodox fathers everywhere, the metropolitans, bishops, hegumens, priests, deacons, and all the orders of the church, that Christ our God may preserve and strengthen them and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
صلوا وطلبوا عن اجتماعنا هذا وكل اجتماع الشعوب الارثوذكسيين لكي يباركهم الرب لنا ويكملهم بالسلام ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for the hierarchs of the Holy Church and for all the orders of the clergy, that the Lord our God may bless and strengthen them and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
صلوا وطلبوا عن كل نفس لا تعفي الكنيسة المقدسة ومع الشعب الارثوذكسي لكي يصنع الرب إلهنا معهم رحمة ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us
pray and ask for all Christ loving rulers who asked us to pray for them by name, that the Lord our God may remember them in His mercy and grant them favor before powerful rulers and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
صلى الله وسلم على المساكين والفلاحين والضعفاء وعن كل الناس المتضايقة بكل نوع لكي يترافع علينا الرب إلهنا وإياهم ويغفر لنا خطايانا.
مريانا أي صلى.
Let us pray and ask for those in the distress of jails, prisons, captivity or exile, and for those bound by devils, that the Lord our God may free them from their hardships and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
صلوا وطلبوا عن كل نفوس المجتمع معنا اليوم في هذا الموضع يطلبون الرحمة لنفوسهم لكي تدركنا مرحمة رب إلهنا وإياهم ويغفر لنا خطايانا.
كريانا يسوع.
Let us pray and ask for each person by name who asked us to remember them in our prayers, that the Lord our God may always remember them in His goodness and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
صلوا وطلبوا عن صعود مياه الأنهار في هذه السنة لكي يباركها المسيح لنا وصدك مقدارها ويفرح وجه الأرض بالنيل وبسائر الأنهار ويعول نحن البشر ويعطي النجاة لشعبه وللبهائم ويرفع عن العالم الموت والغلاء والوباء والفناء والجلاء وسيف الأعداء ويجعل الهدوء والسلام والطمأنينة في البيعة المقدسة ويرفع شأن المسيحيين في كل مكان وفي كل المسكون لنفس الأخير ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for this holy best of our good Savior that He may complete it for us in peace and bring us to the joy of His holy resurrection in safety and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Ernoti naina seshu nairo nario naini man chintik mit oro.
Kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son. Kiri
Kiri son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son,
kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son. Born to tear any more than I am to hear any something on
Kiri alay son, kiri alay son,
kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son.
Gore vol negajen te te kekle se yari sofero sen neskim shayne.
Kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son,
kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son.
Emmanuel penno ti chenten mi ti sino chene bo ente pefion empem neumatoem.
Kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son,
kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son.
Ente ves moeron tiren, ente tovo ennen hit, ente tar choni shon, ente nene sikin emnen soma.
Kiri alay son, kiri alay son, kiri alay son.
Kiri alay son, kiri alay son. Lay son, kiri alay son.
Beno Hashem, moko bechereson, bekiot enagatos, empemne matoeb jehovashka. Sotiem monamin alelo yadok sevetri ke ioke agyom nevmati kenin ke ike sosio. Ona na min seno shevo lengo emoje oven choi si sos pe Christo sfie zavash pe vesto verose ke fam kevim satanas sabe si tenen shalom to die modo na ina in kirieleison kirie flogison emines moeroes moeroes si metania kon.
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through His own good will accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings and support us and complete for us the Holy Pascha and bring forth upon us the joy of His holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times through the never-ending intercession of the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, and all of the choirs of angels and archangels,
and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy bust of our good Savior, may their holy blessing, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Bi Christos bin Nuti.
Amen.
Reporu tati irini munani tikrini simnani tikrini kane novinani vol stati gom. Nimbione bizmoni bi amashaini. Amen. Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
And now, love of God the Father, the grace only begotten Son, our Lord, the God and Savior, Jesus Christ, communion and gift of the Holy Spirit be with you. Go in peace, and the peace of the Lord be with you all.